This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A jolting February jobs report, as the government says the U.S. economy added about 20,000 jobs last month when economists were expecting to see 180,000 jobs added. It means it was the worst month for job creation since September 2017. The jobless rate fell a tenth to 3.8%. The good news in the report?
Average hourly earnings rose 11 cents to $27.66 year over year. That's up 3.4%, the highest since April 2009.
That's Kevin Cirilli of Bloomberg. The tornado affected sections of Alabama to get a visit from President Trump later today. Alabama, Georgia, and Florida all hit by a series of destructive tornadoes, but it was in eastern Alabama where 23 people were killed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is frozen food month as we turn the calendar into March. And there's so much that you can do with frozen foods.
There is so much innovation going on in the frozen food aisle. You're going to find foods in the frozen food aisle that line up with every consumer dining habit, health trend, special diet.
You know, I've got a real money-hungry audience. Could you tell them how they have a chance to enter a contest and win $10,000?
Absolutely. We've got that for them. So all the listeners out there can go visit easyhomemeals.com. And for National Frozen Food Month here in March, we've got $10,000 in prizes available. So all they've got to do is go to easyhomemeals.com and enter for their chance to win. Easyhomemeals.com. And get out to their supermarkets and just take a stroll down the frozen food aisle and see what's new and exciting there.
A member of the federal jury that convicted the former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort on 8 felony counts of bank and tax fraud last August says now that he's been sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison, she's hoping he won't get a pardon.
I support President Trump. He's our president. He was elected, and I think he's doing a good job. But I will be very disappointed in him if he does pardon Paul Manafort for Paul Manafort's crimes.
Paula Duncan speaking there on MSNBC. Manafort will be back in a courtroom, this time in Washington, D.C. next week for sentencing in a conspiracy case. A federal appeals court says asylum seekers in the U.S. should be able to go to court to appeal a rejection. The ruling by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals broadens constitutional protections for illegal immigrants, opening the way for some to stay in this country. Remember to find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
SpaceX celebrates a successful mission.
And there we have confirmation of
the Crew Dragon capsule splashing down in the Atlantic this morning about 200 nautical miles off the coast of Florida. It had carried about 400 pounds of supplies and equipment when it was launched into space aboard a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral back on the 1st of March, later docking with the International Space Station. During the descent this morning, 4 parachutes were deployed to ensure a safe landing in the water. U.S. Senator and presidential candidate Cory Booker is calling again for the legalization of marijuana. The New Jersey Democrat tweeting late last night that the federal government should, in his words, do the right thing by legalizing pot. Last week, Booker helped submit the Marijuana Justice Act and said the war on drugs has been a war on people that he says is based on race and income inequality. And a letter signed by dozens of prominent women is calling on world leaders to do more to ensure that women's rights are upheld. That letter published in The Guardian this morning to mark International Women's Day. It's signed by 76 women from the arts, business, law, and politics, including some celebrities, today being the 111th observance of International Women's Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a country to save. Thank you for joining in. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there, including podcasts of our daily interviews. So if you've missed any part and you want to catch up, give us about an hour or so after each hour. So we're broadcasting 9 to noon. So the first hour will be ready somewhere around 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And you can download at your convenience, share it with your friends and neighbors. It is our gift to you because that's the way we roll. We are givers. Gregory Wrightstone is going to be with us, a geologist with more than 35 years spent investigating the Earth and its processes. He received his undergraduate degree from Waynesburg University, his master's in geology from West Virginia University. We're going to be talking about, of course, climate change and the ongoing discussion. His book, Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. Let me give you a little bit of background here. We have been inundated with reports from media, governments, think tanks, and so-called experts saying that our climate is changing for the worse, and it is our fault. Increases in droughts, heat waves, tornadoes, poison ivy, to name a few, are all blamed on our sins of emission from burning fossil fuels and increasing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And let's not forget the cows either. Yet you don't quite buy into this human-caused climate apocalypse. What is wrong with you, okay? You aren't sure about the details because you don't have all the facts and likely aren't a scientist. Inconvenient Facts was specifically created for you. This is the book, Writing in Plain English and Providing Easily Understood Charts and Figures. Gregory Wrightstone presents the science to assess the basis of threatened Thermageddon. Gregory, good to have you with us as always. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, very good today. Thanks for having me on. A lot of crazy things going on in the climate change world.
Yeah, we can. This is why if we have the Inconvenient app that's available, then maybe we can be constantly on guard. Because I got to tell you, Gregory, from coast to coast and all my travelings and talking with people, just as you state in your book, because there's so much information out there and misinformation, it's like anything. It's like, you know, when your kid lies to you, you know you don't have the whole truth. It feels, you know, goofy. There's something missing in the relationship. And this is what America feels generally, I guess if I can characterize it in these simple terms, is this is what America feels by and large, including our president, saying, look, I'm not certain on the information that I've gotten here, which started as when you go back when this first came into discussion, you found out that the scientists jury-rigged the numbers. So it all started on a false pretense, and they were like trying to thrust something on us And what seemed to be their objective had to do more about controlling us than it was, facilitating the human race.
Well, you're right about that. It is about control. And I opened my book up with a quote from H.L. Mencken, who talks about these imaginary hobgoblins of alarm that governments and institutions create out of whole cloth, things like the Paris Climate Accord or the Green New Deal or carbon tax. And they need these imaginary hobgoblins of alarm to frighten the population, because why in the world would America or the American citizens accept economically crippling things like that? Why would we do it?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason is if we're scared to death and we're on the edge of a looming abyss that we're going to, we've got 12 years to change it, or, the earth as we know it is going to end. Well, it's not occurring. It's not what's happening in the real world. I mean, I've been on your show many times before. Mm-hmm. I take a look at the real world, what's actually happening, rather than speculation of what might happen 50 or 80 years on the future based on failed climate models. And I see an Earth that's thriving, prospering, and greening, and humanity's benefiting from rising temperatures and increasing CO2, and it ain't even close. I mean, humanity and the Earth ecosystems are truly thriving, and it's so clear. And a lot of what we're being told is just wrong. And you might be interested. I just spoke on Wednesday to the Ohio Geological Society, to a packed crowd, with a 45-minute presentation of the inconvenient facts that are listed in my book. And
60 inconvenient facts, 60. By the way, right?
Right.
Good round number.
Well, you've heard of the 97% consensus.
Oh, it drives me nuts. I got to tell you, anytime anybody comes up with that, it tells me that they haven't done their homework.
Well,
because what they're doing is they're basing their perspective on 8-second sound bites. But go ahead.
Right, but it turns out there is a consensus, and it's not 97%. When I spoke, it was 100%. Mm-hmm. Every it was geologists.
Uh-huh.
Every scientist in the room agreed with me and my view. And my view is that the changes we see in temperature over the last 100 or 150 years are primarily naturally driven. That's the first part. The second part is it's not overwhelmingly bad that we can see a lot of benefits in our changing climate.
Mm-hmm.
And every single person in the room, we had a large discussion after I was done about how geologists in particular are probably the most skeptical of all the scientists, because we look at things in the long-term perspective. Hundreds of years are a blink of a geologic eye, and thousands of years even. We need to put this all in the really big long-term perspective, and that's what we as geologists do.
Let me ask you this, Gregory, to this point, and I don't know if this is too academic or not, but is the Earth, I mean, because people look at it maybe as somewhat inanimate, is the Earth animate? Is it a living, breathing thing?
No.
It is not.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's not,
okay.
But that doesn't mean that there aren't... Yeah, you're talking about Mother Earth and Gaia. And
well, I'm not going there with it. I'm just saying,
It does react, and it reacts naturally if there's a lot of CO2, and there was a huge amount of CO2 early in the Earth's history,
mm-hmm.
And it was naturally sequestered in the rocks,
mm-hmm.
which we're now liberating by burning fossil fuels, getting us back to the higher, more beneficial levels of carbon dioxide. And that's right. I said beneficial high levels of carbon dioxide because it's good for plant life. It's good for we see many, many, many benefits of increased CO2.
Mm.
But what you saw and what you've seen, Bill, is that, we had this app we rolled out. It's been about 3 weeks ago. We've had over 13,000 downloads in that time.
Mm.
Powerful, powerful. Apple just removed on Monday, they took it down. It was an awesome, powerful smartphone application, and they removed it. Because this is what fascism in America looks like. This is in 2019 version of banning books and burning books in the public square. They want to silence me because this app was so effective.
And they took it down, so we don't have access to it anymore.
If you have an Android, you can get it, mm-hmm. but you can't get it if you have an iPhone. And it's incredible. I had an interview with Project Veritas yesterday discussing mm-hmm. this. They're very interested in this. And
well, we want to get into this a little bit more to see for those mm-hmm. of us that are hamstrung with an iPhone. Stay with us.
States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with the America Fresh and Independent. Just wait, like, interesting too as well. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Interesting because of the guests we have, like Gregory Wrightstone, as we're talking about inconvenient facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. And I got to tell you, there are so many of us, Gregory, that are disappointed because we didn't jump on accessing the inconvenient app, those of us who are iPhone users, and what Apple has done, boy, I'll tell you, this doesn't make its membership or its users very happy. And if you have an Android, you can still access the inconvenient app. And I would say as soon as possible, you want to make sure you download that on your phone, right?
Yeah, it was such a powerful tool. I just heard, again, I'm a geologist. My scientist friends know a lot about it, but so many of them came up and have told me that they feel empowered now because they have the facts in the palm of their hand. Mm-hmm. Just all the good information that they don't want you to know, that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. And now people with iPhones, if you've already downloaded it, you've still got it, but there's one place and one place only for an iPhone where you can get an app, and that's the App Store, and Apple controls it.
Right.
And we were approved on February 3rd, approved for sale. We had a technical update a couple weeks later. They came back and they said your app is not approved. Well, that never. Once your app is approved, you have to be horrible.
Right.
It's like pornography, hate speech, you know, think Alex Jones and InfoWars, they took him down.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be horrible, and we were not any of that. We came back, we made some modifications. Oh, well, we'll add some bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, came back, we appealed it, and on Monday we got the rejection. They said, no, your app is not approved, and we removed it from the App Store. They said it was because it didn't provide a robust user experience and didn't provide, how did they put it?
You got 30,000 downloads and that doesn't represent a robust approval?
Exactly. We're written up by these app reviewers that
right.
were just raving about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's just crazy. And they said it was lacked compelling content. That's the words they use, compelling content. That it lacked.
Compelling. Really? I mean, here it is, people, with all the conversations happening about, you know, climate change and everything else, like, you know, it lacks compelling content. How is that?
I said, whoa. Oh, if you have an iPhone, you can go and search for global warming apps,
mm-hmm.
see what they've approved for the pro-global warming people. It looks like failed eighth grade science fair projects.
Wow.
You know, middle schoolers would do better. I mean, these apps are just horrid, 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 but they tell the right narrative. They don't want an app like I had. Ours was groundbreaking and revolutionary. There was nothing and there is nothing like it out there.
Mm-hmm.
In the climate change world. We were putting all this that way, if your nephew that's majoring in sustainable development at Columbia University tells you at Easter dinner that polar bears are going extinct, you could pull up fact number 52
mm-hmm.
On your phone at Easter dinner and say, well, wait a minute, little Billy.
Yeah.
There's 60 years of polar bear population. And he'll go, oh, well, what's the source of that? And all of these facts are linked to the source. You go to mm-hmm. click on source. Oh, it's Susan Crockford, the preeminent polar bear expert in the world. Oh, well, that's pretty good.
Yes.
You know, so you have this powerful information in the palm of your hands, and it's gone. They said this decision is final. And here's where it gets good. My partner in the development of the app, Carl, let me know on Wednesday morning. He says, look at this. Look who sits on the board of directors of Apple. So what former vice president that's on the cover of my book sits?
You want me to guess?
Director.
You want me to guess? His initials be A and G?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
Al Gore sits on the board of directors of Apple. They take down... And of course, the name of the book is The Inconvenient Facts, the Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Have.
Mm-hmm.
You think he wants that app up there?
Of course
you
not.
You think he wants that? Because it was groundbreaking and revolutionary, and people were using it. And it was gaining momentum. and now it's gone.
Wow.
So I'm not going to discuss everything, all of our options. There are no options. My app developer says, well, oh, well, we'll do this and this, and I'll improve this and this and this on the app. And I talked to him this morning. I said, Carl, go ahead, you know, if you don't have anything better to do. But they're not going to prove it.
Right.
It's going to be the best app in the world, which I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still not going to prove it because it doesn't fit the narrative.
For Android users, though, they can still use it and access it, and they'll benefit from any kind of advancement and, you know, improvements that you do with the app. So that's one-sided. But for all the Apple users and anybody that has the iOS system, this is unfortunate.
This is what fascism in 2019 looks like. This
exactly.
is what this is the 2019 version of burning books in the public square,
mm-hmm.
and I'm outraged. And if your listeners aren't outraged, they ought to be. You know, if they're not outraged, they're listening to the wrong station, the wrong person.
Exactly. Well, this is what's happened. I mean, you know, whether it's Zuckerberg or you know, right on down the line with, you know, with Apple and these other social media entities and what they're doing, they're doing everything they can to control us because we have turned over our rights for the sake of convenience. Thank you very much. And then they go to the Hill and say, "Oh no, we're not prejudiced. You know, we're open. You know, we have an open platform." And we welcome all thought, but yet their own people are leaving their companies and they're being sued for just the opposite of any kind of open thought or representation.
Yeah, we're going to blow this up. You're the first interview I've done to talk about this. So you got breaking news here.
Yes, here it is.
This will go big time on Fox, Glenn Beck, all the Bill Martinez,
right?
All the big people. It's going to blow up. I talked with people at Project Veritas yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of things. This needs exposed. This is silencing science. It's they're limiting my free speech. And they're shutting me up because it doesn't fit their narrative.
You see, it goes back to what we talked about earlier, Gregory, and that is that you know when people aren't telling you the truth. It doesn't sit. It doesn't square up. You feel uncomfortable about it. And we felt uncomfortable just like with that, you know, 97% number that people, you know, I've talked with supposedly very smart people, people that have their PhDs, they're well-credentialed and everything, and when they come off with that statement, I go, oh, please, don't do that. I mean, all of a sudden you've reduced your credibility when you come up with that statement. I go, I can't get 100 scientists in the room to agree that the sky is blue. How are you going to tell me 97%? You know, and then you have the scientists who supposedly were there and part of that and part of that survey, and they said I didn't agree to that.
Well, the dirty little secret is John Cook that did the papers on this. His 97%, he would include me in that 97% consensus
mm-hmm.
because I agree that CO2 is increasing and that the increase in CO2 has a warming effect on the Earth. I just believe it's modest and overwhelmed by the natural forces. Mm-hmm. But he would include me in that 97% consensus.
Right.
And it's outrageous. I mean, like I say, I was just in Columbus, Ohio, speaking on Wednesday, and we had 100% consensus opposed to what Al Gore wants you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the odds of that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and for all that Al Gore had to say that was going to happen, has there been any indication of his movie and that which he presented? Is there any indication of veracity from that movie?
No, very little. I mean, before we go here, we're sold. The book sales have skyrocketed. We're currently sold out on Amazon.
Wow! Congratulations.
Back orders, and it's because people are desperate for this information.
Well, iPhone users want that inconvenient app back, and you've got to respond, ladies and gentlemen. For those that are iPhone users, I am, and they're going to hear from me about this. Gregory Wrightstone, his book "Inconvenient Facts" on Bill Martinez Live. Keep up the great fight, Gregory. Appreciate it, and let us know what we can do. Okay.
All right, Bill. Thanks.
You got it.
For this.
Take care.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology.
There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A jolting February jobs report, as the government says the U.S. economy added about 20,000 jobs last month when economists were expecting to see 180,000 jobs added. It means it was the worst month for job creation since September 2017. The jobless rate fell a tenth to 3.8%. The good news in the report?
Average hourly earnings rose 11 cents to $27.66 year over year. That's up 3.4%, the highest since April 2009.
That's Kevin Cirilli of Bloomberg. The tornado affected sections of Alabama to get a visit from President Trump later today. Alabama, Georgia, and Florida all hit by a series of destructive tornadoes, but it was in eastern Alabama where 23 people were killed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Live. Well, we always say in the absence of fact, you know, opinion rules and rumors fly around. Is it any wonder? This is why we dig deep and we get you beyond the 8-second sound bites here at Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. This portion of Bill Martinez Live, by the way, brought to you by my friends at The Crypto Prophet, the latest paradigm shift that is going to produce the next wealth wave. And if you think not, all these major institutions that heretofore said, hey, we wanted nothing to do with cryptocurrency. Guess what they're doing? They're jumping in big time. You can find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Prophet to see if this works for you and your family. Julia Seymour joins us now. We're going to be talking about how the TV news has been ignoring the low unemployment rate, and they refuse to credit Trump for the jobs boom 98% of the time. Julia is the assistant managing editor for MRC Business. Julia, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. Doing well. It's always good to be talking with you.
Well, we got a low jobs report. Let's announce that so that which is kind of goofy. I mean, all the geniuses thought we were going to hit about 170,000, 180,000, and we're at what, about 40,000? Some low number that
This morning's report came in actually at 20,000 jobs added, but the unemployment rate also declined to 3.8% because there are two surveys that they do that are, so they're different sets of data that create each of those numbers. Definitely a low report. They were anticipating something like 175,000.
Right.
So, you know, revisions happen. This may get revised next month. I think we have to wait and see. I was listening to the reaction on CNBC this morning, and they were basically, either side politically was still saying, don't panic, don't look at just 1 month.
Right.
Basically was the sense I was getting.
Well, although, and then you get those naysayers who are celebrating, you know, which is so goofy. But that's the element of our country right now, that it's like, wait a minute, this is our country. What we're talking about are the citizens of the country and how well we're doing. The good news in that also was that average hourly wages has raised. So, not so good news about 20,000 new jobs created, but hourly wages, which we have been watching, has continued to increase. And I think that's positive for the American worker.
Absolutely. And I think it's also important to remember that January jobs were actually revised up from 304,000 jobs added to 311,000. That was a huge, huge month.
Right.
Far higher than if they'd been more in the 200,000 added range. So, we had a huge month in January. I don't know how February will shake out with its revisions, in a month's time. You're right. That the idea of people celebrating, as if this because it's a political victory for them is absurd. I mean, jobs matter to every ordinary person in this country, and that's precisely why I bash the media for not covering jobs in the first place, because they owe this to their viewers, they owe this to the American people.
Well, here at a time when the country has an opportunity, I mean, we're operating at a GDP level that all the geniuses said we would never hit. Many of us thought, we questioned whether or not they were geniuses even when they first made the statement, because they didn't understand the commitment and productivity of the American people. It's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, can you unleash it? And this is what this administration and the policies have done. They've taken off all these regulations that the Obama administration had thrust upon the working people, the heavy boot, I say, of the government's regulation on their throats. And Donald Trump comes and says, oh, wait, let's see if we take this boot off, what happens? Well, the people were happy to get back to work. We've got new businesses opening up. Every bank I speak to tells me, he said, Bill, the new businesses that are opening up in our communities now are off the charts because of the policies of Donald Trump and the Republican Party. And I hate to sound so partisan, but this is what it's become. It has become partisan. It's like anything that is good news for the country somehow has to be maligned or underreported, or as you record here, that that the mainstream media is refusing to credit Trump for the jobs boom. And it's like, well, who are you going to credit? I mean, Barack Obama's trying to take credit and people are laughing.
He certainly is trying to take credit. It's just so frustrating to me to watch the monthly, I watch the report from ABC, CBS, and NBC every single month. And there are months they just skip over the report altogether. There are other months, where they give it, under a minute combined, three shows. It's just, this is not a priority to them. And I think part of that is because they disdain this administration so much, they're letting their political bias get in the way of good reporting about this fantastic economic situation that people are living in right now. And they deserve better. The audiences deserve better. And the networks need to just do their job. I looked at 15 months of Jobs Friday coverage and found that out of those 45 broadcasts, 15 on each network, there was only one story giving Trump explicit credit for jobs creation. This is not a hard argument to make, and they don't have to make it themselves. They could just be fair and
just report the facts.
Economists and experts
exactly
on both sides. And those
yes.
experts would say, well, he's pursued lower taxes, lower corporate taxes specifically, and deregulation, and that has made businesses thrive.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's almost like the mainstream media doesn't even understand the basic principles of capitalism. And, whether it's Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan before him, they understood there were certain elements of capitalism that have to be honored. And when they are, it takes off. I mean, it revs up and operates on all eight cylinders. If you choke those off, then you get what we experienced in, you know, the last decade or so under a previous administration that had a theory. And this is what drives me nuts, is that they want to operate in the theoretical. But who's paying for all this, Julia, in the meantime?
Right. The American people who couldn't go back to work. That's who is paying for it. Yes, the Obama administration had fundamentally different economic ideology that they base their policies on. And they claimed that those policies would get the economy back up and running. Mm-hmm. And we saw the weakest recovery since, you know, since I don't even remember exactly what the date was, but it was a very, very weak recovery, very weak growth. Mm-hmm. You know, so many people were hurt during the Great Recession, and it took, and I think it's still, you know, I think we're still rebounding from that, but now we have an administration with very different ideas, very different policies. And it is having an impact, according to economists and experts surveyed by the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's important that the truth get out there, Julia, and I appreciate all your hard work and your tenacity to that end, because this is what this show is all about. Because as we know, the 2020 campaigns are already underway. Bernie Sanders almost sounds a little bit like Barack Obama 2.0, talking about fundamentally transforming the economy of our government. It's like, what's your better idea? I mean, socialism? I mean, there is there's volumes of historical data that tells us what happens with socialism. And, of course, we're seeing it loud and clear on our TVs every night with what's going on with the Maduro regime in Venezuela. And
well,
that's
yeah,
what we want for America, is we want our citizens eating out of the back of trash trucks.
Well, you know, it's very frustrating because there are people like Bernie Sanders and other politicians in this country who do want to see us go down a much more socialist path. And they claim, oh, well, we won't end up like Venezuela. We'll do it differently somehow.
Right.
And the problem is that the media don't hold them accountable. Hardly ever.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is your country. And if we're going to save it, it requires all hands on deck. Julia Seymour has been with us, Assistant Managing Editor for MRC Business. Julia, again, thank you for all the great work that you do for us on behalf of We the People. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up after this.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
The TCB people of America. That's what makes this country great. Want to welcome our extended family of listeners on the Radio America Network. If Bill Martinez Live is new to you, you should know we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern Time, fresh and independent, committed to going beyond the 8-second sound bites in pursuit of the truth no matter where it leads. Check us out, BillMartinezLive.com. All the details are there, and thank you for joining in. We have a country to save, ladies and gentlemen, and we appreciate you joining in. Paul Batura, speaking of which, is with us right now, Vice President of Communications at Focus on the Family. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Always good to be with you.
Hey, always good. I appreciate the time. I thought it was quite interesting. We're talking about Ash Wednesday here. I was reading a survey the other day, anywhere from a third to a fourth of America, regardless of their religious belief, participate in some form of Ash Wednesday or a season of Lent, a Lenten season, 40 days leading to Easter. I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, it's actually encouraging, I guess, when you think about it, when you look out across the spectrum of America. There's a lot of cultural Christianity out there, and I know there are people even within the church who are critical of that. I wouldn't necessarily be one of them because I think those are people that are in the door. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like getting a customer to come into your store.
Right.
Once they're in the store, it's a lot easier to make a sale. So I think that's a good thing, and it's probably not a bad data point.
Well, and when we talk about Ash Wednesday as the kickoff to the Lenten season and what it's all about, you know, a time to, the liturgy would point to, a time to return to God. You know, we have been, especially in the culture that we deal with today, it's political fever, anti-Israel rhetoric, all the stuff that's going around. I mean, this stuff can drive you nuts if you're not at least going to God and saying, okay, help me understand. Calm my spirit so that I don't become a basket case.
Yeah, I mean, I know you've heard that line about, you know, I read the New York Times to find out what the enemy's up to and the Bible to figure out what the Lord is up to.
Mm.
And that's the truth. If you're relying entirely on press to for your direction and for your hope, you're going to be in a depressive state most of your life. But Lent does give us that opportunity to kind of hit the pause button and kind of reframe, and it's a good thing. I know a lot of evangelicals, not a lot, but some are uncomfortable with it because they think it is, you know, too close to Catholic roots. Mm-hmm. But the reality is there's a lot in it that I think all Christians can embrace.
Well, you know, it's kind of like I explained, and I've had a Catholic background, okay, and I'm a practicing Catholic, having returned to the church. And for me, what drew me back were some of these liturgical benchmarks that happen throughout the year, but particularly every week when it comes to, you know, the Eucharist and Holy Communion. The reverential atmosphere of Holy Communion is like no other that I've experienced in my life. And I am I'm fulfilled in that service and in that celebration, if I might say. And so, as you say, we can argue about minors, but why? When the majors we agree on. And, you know, we agree that God Almighty created the heavens and earth, that Jesus Christ, His Son, was sent to redeem us. The Holy Spirit remains here to lead us in all truth and wisdom. I think those majors we can agree on. And so how that is practically applied, I've often said that we can learn from each other. I think, you know, the Catholics bring a certain reverential aspect and awe of God that the evangelicals, they look at Father God as Abba Father, as little kids, you know, approaching, you know, the throne room of grace. And that is some value that can be drawn and appreciated in the Catholic Church, as well as what evangelicals can appreciate in terms of the awesomeness and fear of God that the Catholics hold to. So I have often felt like we're like blind men feeling different parts of the elephant. But if we could communicate one to the other, boy, that would advance our worship and appreciation of God Almighty even further.
You know, Bill, you're so right, and you're right. We tend to major, too many people tend to major on minor things. The differences there that do exist, they're not salvation-oriented. They're, mm-hmm. in many ways, you know, worship style and even strategy, if you want to, you know, take a business term. But even the, you know, the Sabbath, the definition of Sabbath, you know, is really the origin is to turn away, to mm-hmm. change, to take a different tact. And that's what we're asked to do one day a week, or we should be doing it every day. But right. That's how God designed it, was to have that time where you take that shift and you
right.
rather than your eyes on things of the world, you put your eyes on things of the Lord. And I think the liturgical seasons do that in a really wonderful way. I know as a kid, I'm the same way with you. I grew up as a very strong Catholic, and my family and my parents just drilled it into us, and I'm mm-hmm. so grateful for that because
right.
There was a rhythm and a pace to the year, knew what to expect, and it was very rich, and I'm so grateful to have that now in my life.
Well, you mentioned the Sabbath, and I so have grown to appreciate the Sabbath for what it is. It's God's gift to His creation to say, look, I know you knuckleheads. I know the way you are. You're going to work yourself to death, but I'm going to give you a real gift here, and you're going to follow my example. See, I created the heavens and earth. I created everything. The creation story goes for 6 days. On the seventh day, I took a rest. So follow my lead. And this is my gift to you, that you would give yourself a break. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, we have different, you know, partitions of the faith. Catholics, evangelicals, Protestants, Methodists, they all bring something to the table. And when I was in Israel, I just so appreciated how the Jews brought in the Sabbath. You know, we're there at the Western Wall, at the wall there, you know, praying. And the traditional Jews, some Hasidics, Orthodox, they came in dancing, Paul. They were dancing, you know, praising and ushering in the Sabbath. And it was so inspiring. And I thought, wow, what a great experience. And I was glad that I was there to see it.
boy, it's so enriching just to watch other people celebrate their faith. And mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more, Bill, and that, I wish I had had that experience as well. But you're right. I think we need to look up, get outside from ourselves, and see other traditions within the Christendom as having tremendous gifts for us mm-hmm. to embrace and to even practice.
Well, as you write, Bishop William Thomas Manning in 1932 in February, he said to the faithful, he said, "The choice which confronts the world now is Christ or chaos." Interesting how much has not changed. He began, "It may be that in this world situation we are called to a choice which will affect our race for good or for evil for centuries to come. If Jesus is real to us, we shall not rest content with economic injustices, rare prejudice, war, slums, or with corruption and wrongdoing in our municipal life." And with that began the perspective of the Lenten season, as Bishop Manning brought that in, right?
Right. I mean, I love history. I'm sure you do, too. Mm-hmm. And it's always fun to look back, because I think there's a tendency today to think that what we're going through, the world in which we live, is somehow worse than it ever was. That, you know, it's a bit like environmentalists who, because it gets a little cold, they think, or hot, that this has never happened before. But from a spiritual sense, the problems that confront us have been confronting and vexing man since the beginning of time. And so to have a prelate stand in the pulpit 90 years ago and talk about Christ or chaos, that's the choice, and then he actually delineates the problems, you're thinking, this is today. This is exactly what we're going through today. And I think, you know, the old line that those who are not familiar with history are doomed to repeat it. If you're not familiar with the problems of 90 years ago, you could easily get overwhelmed with what's going on today. And there's no need to, because the Lord remains in control. We need to be smart about it. We need to be wise about it, but it's good to have perspective.
Well, our human nature is such, Paul, is that we do that which we get rewarded for. And there is a reason that people outside of the traditional Catholic Church, there are other people who are participating in the Lenten season, is because they reap benefit. They test God. God says, you know, check it out. Try me. You know, what do you got to lose? You know, participate in Ash Wednesday, in the Lenten season, of what it's all about, a returning to God. Drop down the hustle and bustle of this world, the worries of this world, and give me 40 days. Can you give me 40 days here? And not that God is calling us that 24/7, but that we would be mindful during these 40 days of the sacrifice demonstrated, and maybe things that we give up, which things that we deprive the flesh of, whether it's sweets. I still think candy is probably still the number one item that people give up these days. Some are a growing number of people are giving up social media as well, Paul. But, you know, this is part of the process, and people are appreciating through the experience that there is benefit in honoring the Lenten season, right?
There is. Thank you for bringing a spotlight on this. I think it's a good, it's a great topic. It's a good opportunity for us again to kind of refocus and to embrace what's there for us. It's right there in front of our eyes if we're only willing to look.
Amen. And Paul, I know some people might say, well, Paul Batura, he's with Focus on the Family, an evangelical. Why is he talking about Ash Wednesday? For the very spirit and reason that we talked about this morning. And thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
anytime.